This is investigation number 5, If You Can See It, from The Recipe by Ram Dass Ormond. I would like to suggest that if you can see it, you can't be it. This goes right along with the experience you just had, so that may already make sense. Still, it's useful to really give you the feel of what you just experienced. If you can see it, you can't be it. But don't believe me. Let's investigate it. Look around you and find a houseplant or any other plant. Look at the plant. Notice its leaves, its branches or stems, and any flowers that it might have. Are you the houseplant? If you think you are the houseplant, we need to have an entirely different conversation. You are not the houseplant. So far, so good. If you can see it, you can't be it. Now, look at your right hand. Are you your right hand? You might be tempted to say yes, but if I cut your right hand off, do you cease to exist? No. You are not your hand. If you can see it, you can't be it. What about your body? You just had an experience where you couldn't find your body and you didn't cease to exist. Are you your body? From your own experience a moment ago, you know you are not your body, but you might notice some resistance to that right now. If I start removing body parts, how much of the body needs to be removed before you cease to exist? Not how much needs to be removed before the body dies, but how much causes you to cease to be you. You are not your body. If you can see it, you can't be it. What about your thoughts? Those were the first thing we noticed were absent in the previous investigation. Are you your thoughts? No. Can you see your thoughts? Think of a pink unicorn or a rose of any color. Can you see it? Of course you can. You don't see it with your eyes, but you don't really see anything with your eyes. The eyes just send information to the brain. The brain creates a picture out of the information the eyes send it. You see your thoughts with the same mind that creates images from the data the eyes take in. You can see your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. Say it with me. If you can see it, you can't. Did you say be it to yourself just now? What about memories? Are you your memories? This is the one where most say yes. Your previous experience with who are you points to the answer being no, that you are not your memories. But what do you feel right now? Are you your memories? If you have the feeling of yes, it's okay. We'll look at memories more closely. And even if you have the feeling of no, it will help strengthen that recognition. What is a memory? What are memories made out of? Have you ever thought about that? A memory is not an event, nor is it an experience. It's a thought about something that happened in the past. A memory is a thought about the past that is not happening now. You've already recognized that you are not your thoughts. And now you recognize memories are just a type of thought. You can also see your memories. Bring up your favorite memory and you can see it in detail. You can even make it so vivid that you can smell the smells and taste the tastes associated with it, if you want. Are you your memories? No, you can't be. They're just thoughts. They don't have any reality outside of your mind. If you can see it, you can't be it. This one's a little easier. Are you your imagination? What is imagination? It's a thought about the future or about something that has no reality. Pink unicorns dancing with hippos in tutus. You are not your imagination. If you can see it, you can't be it. Here's the last one, and it's a biggie. Your history. Can you see your history? Of course you can. It's made out of memories. You can see it. You can't be it. Soak in that for a moment. Take a moment to write what that feels like. What it feels like to know that you are not your history. After you write what you feel, we'll unpack it all.